you know, I might research all the different communication styles. But I've observed some in my life. And usually it's obvious when a person only communicates when they need something, that pretty much tells you everything you need to know. Not only are they selfish, but it's a form of abuse. They only communicate when they need something. That's a form of abuse, to be honest with you. Vampires, they don't really like you. They're just using you if they can, if you let them. So that's one form. I haven't studied them all, but I know that there's two that I see all the time. They only communicate when you need something. Another one is when you catch them in something they shouldn't be doing, then they communicate to divert you to think it's something else. Communication as a diversion. Pretty wild stuff. I mean, that's pretty much, that's somebody trying to cover their tracks big time. And they think you don't see them, but you do. It's wild stuff. It really is wild. But I'm sure there's different other stuff going on that I haven't thought about. And I need to study that. All the different reasons people would communicate without sincerity. The purpose for communication is communion, to find oneness in the conversation. In other words, you're throwing ideas back and forth, you know. Some people would communicate just to dominate and not listen to what you're saying, you know. I was reading some comments in somebody's video where the man was saying, hey, Adam was not in the deception. And all these comments came across, yes, he was. And even if you post the verse in 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy where it says Adam was not in the deception, based on the Bible, they still argue with it. Adam went down with the ship by choice, just like Jesus went down with the ship by choice. He became sin for us to pull us out of the miry clay. It's a type and a shadow. Until you understand types and shadows, you'll never understand your Bible. Until you'll never understand reality, you'll never understand your Bible. Types and shadows. Adam was a type of Christ. Noah was a type of Christ. Moses was a type of Christ. Joshua was a type of Christ. Hosea was a type of Christ. He was a type and a shadow of God going to Israel, and Israel kept playing the harlot. Hosea kept taking her back, and she kept running back into slavery. And that's what God did with Israel, and they always kept going back to spiritual adultery. Hosea was a type of God to Israel. Types and shadows. Until you understand the types and shadows, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham sent out his servant, Eleazar, to find a wife for his son. Eleazar represents the Holy Spirit. Abraham represents God the Father. Isaac represents God the Son. Until you understand types and shadows, you will not understand your Bible. Until you understand dispensations, you will not understand your Bible. And if you try to debate with somebody who doesn't believe in dispensations or types and shadows, you're wasting your time. Walk away. Now, if they want to learn, debating with them's bad. But if they're willing to learn, yeah. If you're around people who think they can lose their salvation, walk away. You're wasting your time if they're debating you. If they're trying to learn, that's a different story. But if they're debating you, walk away. If you're dealing with Jezebel, walk away. If you're dealing with a legalist, walk away. Don't fight with them. Don't argue with them. The Spirit and the bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely. Freely, 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 freely. Did you hear that? Drink of the water of life freely. Everything else down here is works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. The reason they can't accept it is because it's a different reality than what they're used to. And another reason they can't accept it, because it doesn't build them up. Because it says in Ephesians, lest any man should boast. So they have nothing to boast. If it's faith alone, there's nothing for them to boast upon. Pride is destroyed. Their pride is destroyed. Faith alone destroys your pride. Faith plus works builds up your pride. The devil is destroyed because of his pride. Easy button. If you got the Holy Spirit, you hear me. If you're fighting against the truth, you can't hear me. This is so easy, a three-year-old could understand it. A three-year-old could understand it. Hey, if it's free, it's free, right? You don't have to do any kind of work or nothing, right? Right. Drink of the water of life freely. Does that mean you have to do something? No, it's free. You could tell that to a two-year-old, probably. I'm sure you could tell that to a five-year-old and they'd get it. So if you got an adult fighting against that, what do you got? You got a devil. You got a demon. Their mind is, you got a person full of pride. I wasn't even going to talk about this. I was going to talk about how these conversations take one verse or one passage out of the context, and then they throw out Paul. If you hate the Apostle Paul, you're going to be confused your whole life. If you hate the Apostle Paul, you will be confused. If somebody says, I hate Apostle Paul, and they might not have used the word hate, but that's what they mean. They say, I throw out the Apostle Paul. I don't listen to his books. That means they hate Paul, they hate the truth, they hate God, they hate the Holy Bible. Holy means complete. Whole, holy, complete, healthy. That's what this whole thing's about. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? Get your heart right, you'll think right, you'll do right, you'll act right. It's by autopilot. You don't even have to do anything. It just becomes normal. If you get your heart right and your mind right, you start to act right just by default. You want to know what walking in the Spirit is? You just get the mind of Christ, the heart of God, the mind of Christ, and you just start to walk in default mode. You don't even have to think about, is this a rule? Because you already know what's it. Love your neighbors yourself. Love God with all your heart. You do need the Bible to write on the tablet of your heart, to God's will down here. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness in His Word, you know. And so if you don't get that in, if you don't digest that and eat and drink of that, you'll never be able to walk in the Spirit. You'll always be in the flesh. You'll always be in the flesh mind, and you'll always be miserable, and you'll always blame others, and you'll always hate life, and you'll always accuse other people and never look at yourself, and it's everybody else's fault and poor pitiful me and all this stuff. Some of us have been persecuted from a child. You got cousins trying to kill you when you're 5 years old. You got people around trying to pull you into drugs and drinking. And we've been playing this game since we were 5 years old. And we didn't ever necessarily know the words for it, but we played in the game since we were five. They tried to poison you, killing you, drug you, all kinds of stuff. And you think it's a joke, but it's not. If you're saved, you probably don't even know
it. God might have protected you from seeing it.
But it's really a deal. It's really going on, people. The devil's trying to steal, kill, and destroy, right? And the devil uses words and witchcraft and sorcery and all that stuff to try to mess you up. But God has a calling on your life. And so all the foul words and the dirty jokes and the negative comments and all the things that they tried to pull you into their world, their marijuana, their drugs, they tried to pull you into their way of looking, their hate, their anger, the murder in their heart. They always try to pull you into there, make you a copy of them. And for some reason, God picked you and pulled you up out of the fake reality that they live in and set you on a rock, a solid rock, a cornerstone. And they can try to kick you off the rock, but you stand on the solid rock. And the wind can blow, the waves, you're still standing on the rock because the rock's not moving. Jesus is that rock. The truth, the Bible is the rock. God's word is the rock. And they can fight and cry and argue and throw a fit. We can't drop him down. We can't drop her down. We can't drop him down. They just keep standing. We tried everything. Sounds like Wally Cody, don't it? Because it is. I bet the Roadrunner cartoon was written by a Christian.